Hello, everyone. How is it going? Adam Collins here, and welcome back to another episode of Fluency News. Are you ready to listen to the most recent news of what is happening around the world while also learning a lot of new vocabulary and expressions? Then this podcast is for you. It's perfect for those who want to practice their listening skills. And also, learning a language with a complete online course makes all the difference, right? So, don't forget that at Fluency Academy, you can study with the right tools to take your English to the next level. It's really easy to get started. All you have to do is click the link that is in the description of this episode and sign up. Now, let's get back to what we came for. The James Webb Space Telescope, known as JWST from NASA, photographed towers of dust called Pillars of Creation, standing out against a background of baby stars. This new JWST photo reveals the Pillars of Creation as never before. You all must be asking yourselves, why does this matter? Well, the photo revisits the Pillars of Creation, a part of space made famous by the Hubble Space Telescope, now showing them in much greater detail and definition. This lays the groundwork for scientists to improve their understanding of this region and others like it. Webb's new view of the Pillars of Creation will help researchers revamp their models of star formation by identifying far more precise star populations, along with the quantities of gas and dust in the region, NASA said in a statement. So, let's understand this story a little bit better, starting with, what exactly are these Pillars of Creation? Pillars of Creation is actually the name of a photograph taken years ago by the Hubble Space Telescope, showing elephant trunk-shaped clouds of interstellar gas and dust in the Serpens constellation at 6,500 light-years from Earth. That photograph was taken on April 1, 1995. And now, the JWST, the most precise space telescope in history, has given us the most detailed image of these structures yet. Now, scientists will be able to use the image to conduct a more thorough and accurate analysis on the early stages of star formation, which have historically been extremely difficult to observe. So that you can get a better understanding and have a look at this breathtaking photograph, I'll leave the link in the description of this episode. Go check it out. This next one isn't exactly news. It's more like a website recommendation, but it's no less interesting. I want to share with you about this website called AgeGeek. There, you can find out what famous people achieved at your exact age. I did it myself, and was really fascinated to see what some people were doing at my age. For example, Robert De Niro was exactly my age when he acted in Taxi Driver, where he had a breakout role as the unstable hack Travis Bickle, released when he was 32 years old. I'm also the same age as Fidel Castro when he was sworn in as Prime Minister of Cuba at 32 years old. If you're also curious, the link to the site is in the description. All right, so in all those sentences, I was talking about what people were doing at my age, right? Robert De Niro was my age when Taxi Driver was released. Fidel Castro was my age when he was sworn in as Prime Minister of Cuba. We are talking about people's past, and that's why we use was. Was and were are both past tenses of the verb to be, but they're used differently. Was is used with I, he, she, and it, while were is used with you, we, and they. It's important to know that we also use the verb to be to talk about age. Many English learners use the verb to have for age, and often this comes from a direct translation from their native language. But in English, we say, I am 32 years old. And in the past tense, we would say, I was 5 years old when the first Pillars of Creation photograph was taken in 1995, for example. Got it? Now, let's check out our last story. This story is for the happiness of all Rihanna fans out there. She's coming back with a new single. She's making her return with the lead single for the Marvel film Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. It's her first new single in 6 years. After posting a teaser of the song on her social media, Rihanna made an appearance at the world premiere of the film. The song is out now. I'll leave the link for it in the description for you to have a listen. Great news. Now, let's talk about this word, single, which has a couple different meanings in English. A single person means someone who is not married or not in a romantic relationship with someone. It could also mean only one. For example, you haven't been listening to a single word I've been saying. Single in this sentence is used to emphasize that you are referring to one thing and no more than one. And when we talk about music, a single means a song that is released by itself, not as a part of an album. So, Rihanna is coming back after 6 years with a new single, only one new song. Are you curious to listen to it? I sure am. So guys, this is the end of today's episode. Don't forget that you can learn even more on our social media at Fluency TV English. And remember, you can join the waitlist for our complete English course at en.fluencytv.com. We'll be back with more news next week. See you then.